Hi, my name is Bogdan, and I'm gonna do podcasts about my science. Something about science. Hello.
Today, we're gonna talk about lab safety. Lab safety is a safety in a lab. While we're doing labs, you need to wear safety goggles,
a shirt that covers the stomach and lower back, as well as the upper arms,
long pants.
An acceptable, but not recommended,
alternative is to wear shorts, skirt, or a lab coat, such as your knees are covered when you're sitting down.
From chemicals to electrical equipment, laboratories reap a wide array of safety hazards, which is why it's so vital to know lab safety. Thank you, it was Bogdan, and goodbye.
Hi, today in this podcast, we're going to talk about lab tools. Lab tools are the tools that you're using while you're doing labs. The first one, it's a microscope. Second one is a credible. Third one is graduated cylinder, magnet, dropper, pipette, retort, and flask. This one of the most important lab tools that you can meet in your lab. Hello. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about scientific method. Scientific method is a method of procedure that has characterized natural science since the 17th century, consisting in a systematical observation, measurement, experiment, formulation, testing, and modification of hypotheses. Hello. In this podcast, we're going to talk about classification of matter. The matter can be classified in two basic categories. Matter is either a mixture or a pure substance. We can classify mixtures into two categories, homogeneous mixtures and heterogeneous mixtures. We can also classify pure substances in two categories, elements and, and compounds. Hello, in this podcast, we're going to talk about properties of matter. Definition of the physical properties of matter. Matter is anything that has mass and takes up space. It can be in the form of solids, liquids, or gases. When you look at the object, you are able to see any of its properties. Density is one of the physical property. Density is the mass of a substance. Per unit volume. Volume is the amount of a space an object occupies. Chemical properties. These are the properties that can be only observed by changing to identify the substance. Hello. In this podcast, we're going to talk about states of matter. States of matter in the physics is one of the distinct forms in which matter can exist. Four states of matter can be observable in everyday life: solid, liquids, gases, and plasma. Matter is a liquid state, maintains its fixed volume, but it has a variable shape that adapts to fit its container. Hello, today we're going to talk about kinetic and potential energies. Potential energy is the energy of an object that has because of its position rather than its motion. An object held its person hands has a potential energy, which turns to kinetic energy, the energy of motion. When the person let it go, it drops to the ground. That means it has potential That means that potential energy is the energy of position, and kinetic energy is energy of motion. Hi, today in this podcast, we're going to talk about motion. Motion. In physics, motion is a change of position of an object over time. Motion is described in the terms of a displacement, distance, velocity, acceleration, time, and speed. Views that everything in the universe can be considered to be moving. Hello. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about mineral. In geology, naturally occurring organic substance called minerals, with a definition chemical composition and regular internal structure like salt and diamonds. To meet the definition of a mineral used by most geologists, a substance must meet 5 requirements: naturally occurring, inorganic, definite chemical compositions, ordered internal structure. Hi, in this podcast, I'm going to talk about types of rocks, or just rocks. The 3 main types or classes of rocks are sedimentary, metamorphic, and igneous. And the difference among them may have to do with how they are formed. Sedimentary rocks are formed from particles of sand, shells, and pebbles, and other fragments of material. In a rock cycle, the sedimentary goes first. Then, in heat of pressure, it becomes igneous. Then, in pressure, it becomes metamorphic. Hello. And today in this podcast, I'm going to talk about layers of soil. Soil is composed of 5 distinct layers. All horizon, this is the layer, is in a dark color. The layer consists of decomposed leaves, organic matter, and humus, which makes the soil fertile. Horizon A, this is called the topsoil. The third soil has 20% out of the minerals. The fourth type of soil is considered 60% of the minerals. And the fifth one, it's called bedrock. Hello. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about cells. The cell, from a Latin cell meaning small room, is a basic structure, functional, and biological unit of all known living organisms. A cell is the smallest unit of life. Cell consists of a cytoplasm enclosed with a membrane, which contains many biomolecules such as proteins and nucleic acids. The cells have 2 types of them: animal cells and plant cells. The animal cells made out of living organisms like animals and humans. Plant cells are made out of plants like grass and trees. One more thing about types of the cells: that plant cell is a more rectangular shaped, and animal cell is a straight circle. There, how are they different? Hello. In this podcast, we're going to talk about microscope. A microscope is a device that produces a magnified image of object too small to be seen with a naked eye. Such objects as this called microscopic. The microscope is widely used in medicine and biology. The microscope has few parts, one of them called eyepiece. It's one you can see through. Next one, it's a coarse focus. You focus an image with it. Next, it's a fine focus. You're making the image closer or darker. Stage, the main part of a microscope. Tube, it's where the magnified lenses are located. Nose piece, it's where you can change the altitude about to make your microscope more to see more better. Stage clips, it's the things that keeping your material to stand on a microscope. Diaphragm, It's a mirror through the microscope so you can see the object.
And mirror?
It's reflecting in light.